Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about that one thing you won't do. What is it? That one thing. Researchers at UCLA asked more than 7,000 unvaccinated Americans, and they said they were not going to get the vaccine. Okay, you're a skeptic. I get it. Everybody's allowed to have their own thoughts, right, Raven?
Well, and their own choices, of course.
Yeah. But when asked what would it take for them to get the shot, more than 1 in 3 said the only thing that would make them get it, money.
Well, you know, you can bribe most people to get into things. Question is how much money is that really going to take, right?
Well, yeah, that's the funny part. If you are so dead set against getting the vaccine, what amount of money, Raven, do you think it would take for you to get it?
It's got to be in the thousands. $5,000, $10,000, something like that, that'd probably get it done.
No, it's $100.
What?
It's $100. That's it. 34% of people said they would be more likely to get vaccinated if they were offered $100. 31% said they'd do it for $50.
To me, if you're telling me that you're going to do something like that for $100, you were going to do it anyways. You're just waiting for, you're just holding out for a better deal is what you're, I mean, $100 won't even cover your cable bill nowadays.
So last week I sent a cryptic email to Raven, producer Sean, and producer John, who are all here right now. And all I wrote to them, and I did not explain why, all I said was, pick three things you won't do in life. Just anything you want it to be. I don't care what it is. Three things that you refuse to do in life. And you know what, guys? It's time to play Deal or No Deal.
Oh, I love it.
All right.
Does that mean that you actually have a pocket full of cash?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take out my checkbook. Raven, we're going to start with you.
Yeah, okay. Let's go.
Raven, these are the three things that you said you would not do in life. I'm going to make you offers on each of these, okay?
Okay.
Raven said that under no circumstances in life would he wear short shorts.
I would not wear short shorts. I won't do it.
Raven, I'm going to offer you right now $10 to wear short shorts.
$10 is nothing. I'm not doing it for $10. I'm sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. Here comes the banker.
Oh, yeah, the phone rings and the banker arrives.
$25 for you to wear short shorts.
$25 is a no. $25 is a no.
That's like a really good sandwich with chips and a drink.
You're not going to wear short shorts.
I mean, look at you already. This is my legs, my short shorts. Stay out of it, John.
I'm not saying I want to see it.
Stay out of it.
He wants to see you in them.
Right. Thank you, Sean.
$50. $50 to wear short shorts. $50 for short shorts, the 8-inch ones.
$50 is starting to feel good.
$50.
But, I mean, the 8-inch ones are really, really short.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm really pale.
Uh-huh.
It's really early in the season. No, I'm going to hold out. Nope.
$65, that is my final offer. 1 hour to wear short shorts, but I get to parade you around the office.
No, see, that's... I'm not, you know, you almost had me, but then you were like, parade me around the office. I can't do it.
Okay, all right.
I can't do it.
On Raven's list of things he will never, ever do. Okay, ready?
All right, another deal?
Yep.
There's another deal going on.
Yeah, but
here.
Now we're going to talk big money.
Okay, all right, here we go.
You said you would never ride in a smart car or a mini car.
I don't want to ride in one of those, man. They're so tiny.
What?
First off, getting in and out of them is really, really, really hard. Second off, if somebody hits you with an Escalade, you're going to end up like a state away.
You're never going to go to Europe if you don't ride in a mini
You're right. I'm not driving in those.
What are you, Shaq? They're not that hard to get out of.
Raven, I'm going to make you one offer. $150.
$150. Where do I have to go? Where do I have to go? How long?
You have to just go for, like, I don't know. You have to travel.
Whose car? Is that, are the tires balanced?
Yes or no? Is it a deal?
I'll go for a ride in one for $150.
Yes!
I'm not even that. You know,
all right.
I can't hold out and act like I wouldn't. I'm going to do it.
All right.
There goes my integrity. Bye.
We're going to check out the integrity of producer Sean and producer John. That's coming up next.
That happened quick. Wow. It sold out.
Mm-hmm. All right, think about the one thing you won't do. Eat a bug, rappel off the side of a skyscraper. One in three Americans that refuse to get the vaccine say the only thing that will change their mind and make them get the shot, money.
Oh, money in the bank, man.
How much money will it take for them to do it? On average, between $50 and $100. That's it. They'll throw away whatever they believe in.
I mean, it's nuts, right? We're all out here screaming so loud about it. I don't know what it's going to do. I could get another finger. It'll make me grow a third arm. $50. Oh, wait. Yeah.
Here we go.
Wow.
So last week, I sent a cryptic email to Raven producer Sean and producer John, and all I wrote was, pick three things you won't do in life. I didn't explain anything else. Raven said he would never ride in a smart car, and then I made a deal for $150, he would do it. He refuses to wear short shorts. I could not strike a deal with that.
No, I mean, you only offered $65. It's going to take more than that.
All right, let's move on to John. John, you wrote, you would never eat mushrooms. Mushrooms.
Yeah.
John, I'm willing to offer you $7 to eat a mushroom. $7.
For one mushroom.
Deal or no deal?
No deal on seven.
No deal on $7.
I feel like he was really tempted.
He was going
to
do it.
He was really tempted, but he felt like he had to hold out longer.
I'm not going to say that this is at the top of the list of things I won't do, but $7 is a little low.
$7 is a little low.
I would feel cheap.
I'm going to make you one more offer. This is my final offer.
Okay.
$10 to eat a mushroom.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
So <that's fine>. Quick.
$10.
Let's get into double digits for my pride.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
John, you said you would never skydive.
Yep, I meant that one.
Okay. I'm willing to offer you.
Nope.
There's got to be a price, John.
$85.
$85?
Absolutely not.
What are you, crazy? $85? I wouldn't do it either.
I wouldn't even drive to the airfield for $85.
Right.
$150.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You can add zeros to that. It's not happening.
John, I will offer you $17,000 to skydive.
No.
You're ridiculous. Ridiculous.
You would have to threaten the lives of the people I love to get me to do that.
How is there $17,000 in some sort of pot somewhere that's available to us for you to be offering that?
Because that's what I'm saying.
I will come up with something else.
All right.
For you to offer me $17,000 to do right now.
Producer Sean said he would not wear skinny jeans.
Nope.
Producer Sean. I mean, most of your jeans are skinny jeans.
No, they're not.
You two with the short shorts and the skinny jeans.
Straight leg? Because they look skinny to me.
All right.
Vanity.
I'm willing to offer you $25 to wear skinny jeans.
No. I'm wearing skinny jeans right now.
The level of uncomfort is not worth the $25.
I wouldn't
consider those skinny, though.
These are skinny jeans.
I wouldn't consider them skinny jeans.
No. Like alternative rock skinny jeans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's skinnier.
I don't want to walk around like I'm wearing cardboard.
$40. That's my final offer.
No.
All right.
No.
Man. One last thing. Producer Sean said he would never go to a musical on Broadway. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put you front row. Front row at Hamilton. Okay.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
It's an expensive ticket.
Okay.
People pay thousands of dollars for this ticket. I will offer you. I will offer you $30 to go to a Broadway show.
And he gets the tickets?
And he gets the tickets. You can't resell them. You have to sit through the entire thing.
You know what?
Yeah.
I will take that deal.
Yeah.
Because I could fall asleep during the show.
That's ridiculous.
You're not falling asleep.
No.
You're taking a wicked hot date to that show, man. Come on.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.